Well, Kenny Albert, New York Rangers radio play-by-play voice, joining us. And how do you respond to Doug McLean's interpretation of what Torts allegedly said, Kenny?
Well, I totally agree with Doug's assessment, and if Doug did not answer the phone in the Baltimore Skipjack's office in 1990, I may have headed in another career path.
Did you? You did, guys didn't know. I wasn't going to bring it up.
Okay.
But I did, in fact, hire Kenny Albert for his first play-by-play job.
And just that year sitting there.
And then 80, I got fired well, about 2 weeks later.
But and he was a guy, 89, 90, was intern, just sitting there. I was with the Rangers, and he would pass me the Leaf scores.
Oh, so you're trying to take credit for getting
his
career going.
I did nothing for him. Thank God he met you and then got you fired. So now
you're only there for a cup of coffee.
I was there for a cup of coffee. But so Doug's trying to get Ken fired again. I don't know what's going on. Hey, what do you make of your coach in the sense that you deal with him, I would assume, quite a bit, and playoff time seems to be his time to shine, or whatever the word may be, about, is it something, do the players like that he's a distraction? I mean, what's your feeling on John Tortorella and his playoff antics, for want of a better word?
Well, you guys both know him, and you've observed him for a long time. See, I think he's not any different in the playoffs. It's just that more people are paying attention. You know, during the regular season, there are five or six beat writers, and the broadcasters are around, and you know, come playoff time, some of the columnists come in and the TV and radio folks who aren't around the team during the regular season, so I think it gets magnified. But, you know, I will say that everything he does and says is to protect the players, and sometimes he does put the onus on himself, and obviously is a terrific coach, won a Stanley Cup in 04, and Rangers are now playing their fifth series in 2 years, and he's the first to admit that sometimes he would like to take back some of the things he said in press conference situations. And after the playoffs last year, he went on a couple of radio shows and basically apologized for some of the stuff that went on. But I will say this, those of us who are around him know that he will never answer a question about himself. And he's been asked multiple times during this series, especially given that he grew up in the Boston area, and he will never answer a question about the opponent. But if you ask him a good hockey question about either his team or one of the players on the team, he won't give a pretty good answer. But it certainly is entertaining to sit back and watch.
So, Ken, you're around a lot. Do they have a chance to come back here with, you know, Lundqvist obviously was the guy that led the charge to come back against the Caps. We know he's a great goaltender. But with their lack of scoring, Girardi's play the other night when he's on for four of those goals, which is just so out of character. Can this team muster up enough to come back?
You know, you can never say never, Doug, and I think obviously the Bruins have the advantage up 2-0, and Boston's a terrific team. I mean, the Rangers have acknowledged that. 11 of their 12 forwards were part of the Stanley Cup team just 2 years ago, and 15 of the players who are on the active roster for games 1 and 2 won a cup with the Bruins. So they're a very good team. But you know, I always marvel, and you guys were on the inside as general managers, but I always marvel how coaches and players can focus only on the next game, and they never look at it as, well, we have to win the next two, or we have to win 4 out of 5. They have that ability in all sports, really, to just focus on that next game, and that's what the Rangers are doing. And the one thing we've seen from this club over the last 2 years, and Tortorella talked about it yesterday, is they've had success in these situations. Last season, in the first round against Ottawa, they're down 3-2. Come back and win the series. Second round against Washington, they win a game 7 on home ice. This year against Washington in the first round, again, they're down 3-2, and they win a game 7 on the road for the first time in franchise history, and that's 80-plus years. So they've done it before. It won't be an easy task against a very good Bruins team. A couple of things that I look at, though, is their success at home. They've won 9 straight games at Madison Square Garden, 6 in the regular season, and then 3 in the playoffs. They seem to get off to good starts at home. Ryan Callahan always seems to be on the forecheck and hitting guys over the first 5 minutes to set the tone. But I think power play and goaltending, you know, the two things that you mentioned, Doug, power play's just not been good enough, 2-for-36. And the goaltending, Lundqvist was brilliant, you know, especially in games 6 and 7 against Washington. But he allowed the 5 goals on Sunday, and Rask was the better goaltender. Rask was outstanding in game 2. So power play, goaltending, and home ice, I think, are the keys for the Rangers tonight.
What has happened, Kenny, to Brad Richards?
That's a great question, Gord. You know, I think his regular seasons kind of mirrored each other last year and this year. Last year, he was really up and down the first 4 months. He was the first to admit it. Had a very good month of March, and then had some big moments in the playoffs, scored some big goals, won some key faceoffs. So it almost erased what he did or didn't do over the first 4 months. This year, similar. Really struggled in February and March, and he did not play during the lockout, and that's something that Tortorella has alluded to, not specifically with regard to Richards, but he's made the statement, the blanket statement, and Richards was one of those guys who did not play during the lockout. And again, perhaps the first to admit his struggles in February and March. But in April, end of the regular season, scored some big goals. First career hat trick in Buffalo, the game that the Rangers really had to win to advance the playoff cause. But here in the postseason, the last four games, he's been centering the fourth line with Chris Kreider and Aaron Ashton. Those guys have actually played well. They've had some good shifts together. But when you look at how this Ranger team is built right now, Derek Stepan's their number one center, who had a very good year. Derek Brassard is their number two center, who's leading the team in scoring in the playoffs. And Brian Boyle is the number three center. He's had a renaissance in the playoffs after a rough regular season. So I think Richards right now, where he's slotted in, is probably where he should be.
It's hard to believe that, you know, some of the names you've named, and then you say a power play of 5% in the playoffs with Brad Richards, Rick Nash, Brassard, Stepan, McDonough, Delzato. It's hard to believe that that power play is that god awful. And it's not, and watching them, zero creativity, zero movement, the most stationary power play I've watched in the playoffs this year. It's unbelievable.
No, you're right, Doug. And Tortorella even used the words stagnant and paralyzed during the Washington series. It's looked a little better lately, even though they haven't scored. I think, in my opinion, when Brassard, Zuccarello, and John Moore, when they've used John Moore on the point, that's when the power play looks its best, because Brassard and Zuccarello have such creativity. They're great passers, and Moore can really fire the puck from the point. So yeah. When those three guys are out there is when it looks better, even if they don't score. It struggled with Richards at the point. Now, Nash has played better the last four games. He did not have a good beginning to the Washington series, but he's played better. And Callahan's coming on, had a real good game on Sunday. So I think with those two guys playing better now, and if Zuccarello, Brassard, and Moore are in the mix on the power play, perhaps they can do something tonight.
Now what about Tortorella's remarks about Hagelin, though? That's where you talk about you protect the players, but just says, hey, I can't put him on the power play. He stinks. He's good. You know, and okay, he says it tongue-in-cheek, whatever.
He said it six times.
If I'm Hagelin, I'm kind of going, well, it's kind of not that funny. And I'm just curious, is he trying to motivate the guy, or what's his reasoning there?
Well, ironically, he did use Hagelin on the power play in game two after he made those comments. And no, I wasn't there for that press conference, so I didn't hear the entire context of it. I do know this. I do know that John Tortorella relies heavily on Carl Hagelin for the last 2 years due to his speed. Tortorella has said numerous times that Hagelin changed the dynamic of our club once he came up 2 seasons ago. So he's a real important guy. You know, I almost see what he's saying as far as the power play, although I think, you know, I think we might see him out there a little bit more considering we did in game two. But Hagelin is a guy who relies on his speed. It's almost like football. When you get down to the red zone and there's not as much room to score, when you're on the power play, Hagelin's speed is taken away because you're in that one zone. So I think in a way I understand what Tortorella meant, but perhaps should not have described it in that fashion.
Something last night that really bothered me is that Tortorella says about the GD goal that what's-his-name scores, and NBC plunk it on, and it goes national, North America, Canada, U.S. That was pre-taped by NBC, and they ran with that. Now, can you tell me why they would run with that on national TV in Canada, United States, when they'd had the option of not using it?
Well, I didn't see it. I heard about it because I was doing the radio broadcast, and considering that I do get some of my paychecks from them, I probably say
probably best not to comment. Yeah,
but I know that he made the comment. I heard about it, and
it was taped. It was taped. I couldn't believe that they. That's what I was told last night. Because I was ripping them. Him for using it. I've been told that it was taped, and they pulled it. They pulled it.
Kenny's got a GD game to do tonight, so we got to let him get at it.
Don't stink
looking for that. Thanks very much, Kenny.
Kenny, all the best, bud.
Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.